The road towards peace in the Middle East took a potentially historic step forward a few days ago, with a peace deal agreed between Israel and Saudi Arabia to allow trade and travel between the two nations. But the consequences of the deal might be more destabilizing to the region than anyone yet realizes. The Wire's Spencer Fulgrave spoke to former Israeli intelligence officer Dr. Eyal Meiroz.
It's a very important step because it may be the first in a number of similar normalization agreements that are being foretold now for the near future. And in a sense, maybe a jump-starting a very, very long period of halt to any kind of progress. So on one hand, you know, great potential for peace. On the other hand, in terms of the Palestinian people and their, you know, just or offering them a strong card as they once very long time ago had with the backing of the Arab world is kind of a setback for them.
Palestinian media referred to this deal as a historic betrayal. How is Palestine going to be affected by a deal like this?
Of all the many, many questions that are being asked around, I think that's the most important. And they're quite a difficult one to answer because there's so many moving parts to this process. I think overall the Palestinians know that the kind of the Arab world has already long deserted them in terms of providing a meaningful support for their struggle for a country. In terms of at least, you know, PR relations, then it is a major setback. On the other hand, some would argue that now they're kind of running out of options in terms of refusing to go back to negotiations. There's a lot of misunderstanding around why they have been refusing to go back into negotiations, and a lot of exasperation by the Arab world and others by others for them not doing so. I would say there are good reasons because they are not being offered anything meaningful in terms of compromises by the Israeli side. So, you know, sitting and then being seen or being pointed at as the ones who are breaking the negotiations is not something that would advance their purpose. So there is one positive side to this, even from the Palestinian side, and that's the possibility of shattering negative stereotypes, both on the Israeli-Jewish side and in the Arab world, of one another that could lead to less fear in Israel mainly. And fear has been the main obstacle to meaningful compromises. So hopefully something positive will come out of it for the Palestinians as well.
Just on that notion of Israeli perception, we've seen increasing protests in Israel for a litany of reasons recently, mainly to do with Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the COVID outbreak, allegations of corruptions, etc. How will a deal like this affect Prime Minister Netanyahu's already fragile perception with the Israeli public?
I don't think he was the instigator of the timing of this deal. It was mainly the U.S., but certainly there will be a lot of positive change in the sense of the peace track for Netanyahu in the Israel within the Israeli public, barring the, you know, the settlers and radical right who are quite angry with him for postponing the annexation. But whether that will be enough for Netanyahu to regain the trust of the public, I'm hesitant to think so, because the coronavirus and other issues and certainly the corruption trial that he's in at the moment are very powerful in the public opinion at the moment.
The U.S.'s Jared Kushner oversaw this deal. Is this deal more likely to benefit the U.S. more than it does anybody in the Middle East?
I think from the American perspective, the main benefit of the deal for them is actually political in terms of the upcoming elections. Trump is really struggling and he desperately needs the evangelists, his base and so on to come in their droves in November to vote, and is counting that a lot on you know this positive breakthrough to energize and encourage them. In terms of other American interests, any kind of formation of a coalition against Iran does serve the current American interests. I think it's mainly a domestic political advantage.
Will we see other Middle Eastern countries follow suit and strike a peace deal with Israel after this?
That's the second important question. There's a lot of talk and chatter about it. There's quite a number of countries, both in the Gulf and in North Africa, such as Sudan, who have expressed support for the move by the UAE. And I think that's a kind of a positive sign in terms of their willingness to potentially follow suit. And I think a lot will depend on the ability of individual country to sell such a move to their own domestic constituencies, because the UAE doesn't have major issues with its own citizens for such a move. But, you know, some other countries, Sudan, Morocco, certainly will find it more difficult.
Dr. Ayal Mayroz from the University of Sydney's Department of Peace and Conflict Studies. He's a former Israeli counterterrorism specialist, and he was speaking to The Wire's Spencer Forgrabe.